Well, Greg Saulier, you know, here we are getting close to harvest, at least in some areas. What are the areas that are close to harvest, and what's the outlook there?
Well, you know, some folks were, have had really an even keeled season with regard to soil moisture. And of course, those warm to hot temperature readings during the front part of the growing season, particularly in through June, and those incredibly warm nights too, those higher humidity values, all that just kept that corn crop cooking. And yeah, there are parts of Illinois, northern Illinois, that will be getting going over the next week to 10 days with maybe a couple of test runs. Folks to the south towards the Ohio doing that already with corn harvest operations. But then you got the flip side, areas that have had just a phenomenal amount of rain, crop damage, washed out roads, streams and rivers at and better than bankful, and they're doing it again rainfall wise as this holiday weekend, you know, like Wisconsin, for example. I don't know when they're going to get out there. So it's a pretty broad spectrum of conditions with early harvest in mind here over the short term throughout our Corn Belt area.
Now, this is not your first growing season, Greg. Tell me, has the season been somewhat unusual for you?
You know, it just seems like in the 30 years I've been doing this, and I can't remember the last uniform, easy-going growing season. Well, wait a minute, I can think back in 1988, for example, just cut my teeth in the weather business. We didn't get anything out there because of that drought year, and of course, there have been seasons where that, at least harvest operation has extended well past Thanksgiving, if not longer. So, you know, variability just seems like more and more, considering the broad and far-reaching spectrum of the corn belt, you know, there's variance that each and every year to one degree or another that crops on up, and I would suspect this year, this season, is no different than others.
Yeah, and Greg, a lot of the farmers that I've talked to said it's going to be an early season. What put us there?
Well, you know, as we mentioned, that very, very warm to hot beginning part of summertime, you know, we were a little bit delayed, and some folks had to get out there a couple of times over because of almost too much of spring rainfall. But once we got things balanced on up, boy, we were off to the races with a quick accumulation of growing degree day units, warm to hot temperatures into the front part of summertime, lots of upper 80s and mid 90s, and there are certainly some areas that had triple digit readings. But the caveat to that, we never really cooled off at night because those humidity values, those dew points were well up there, that atmospheric and temperature combination of how we keep an eye on moisture. And anytime those dew points are up and elevated past 70, 75, almost 80 degrees at night, you're uncomfortable, I'm uncomfortable, the cornfields are going at it. They don't get much time to rest, so they just continue to really grow through the nighttime hours. And that's in a fair amount of the Midwest, the reasoning behind the early start to harvest operations this year.
Greg, I'd be remiss if I didn't kind of point out that we had some D4 drought in parts of Missouri, especially. There was one county there that reached the highest degree of drought severity in the whole nation. And that is literally, while some people, you know, 100, 200 miles away were literally having a hard time keeping their heads above water.
Yeah, that's right. And it's another example of the variance that plays out almost each and every year, to an extreme, of course, in the southwestern Corn Belt locales, where we've seen, you know, some modest improvement and some greening up of pasture lands, maybe some late planted beans are reaping the benefits. Certainly, obviously, way, way too late on the corn side. But yeah, and the outlook, by the way, down the line here is for further improvement, would you believe? A little too late, but we'll take it nonetheless, an improving drought pattern. We've seen that already in some parts of Kansas, here through Missouri as well. And of course, earlier on as well, we had sections of the northern Corn Belt that got a little too dry into Michigan, and certainly well before these deluge of flooding rain into central and southern Wisconsin, those folks couldn't buy a decent rain shower over about a 5 or 6 week time frame. So again, just cannot find some sense of even keeled, at least a level around here where weather is perfect, moisture is perfect, and everyone is doing their thing all at the same time.
At the same time, we've been hearing about very severe weather, and you mentioned this, in the Wisconsin area. When can they maybe find some relief?
Boy, I tell you, that's going to be a real situation. I think that's going to be an ongoing headline situation in the ag community, and probably ultimately even for the rest of the nation too, because of where folks, again, were in okay shape in the soil moisture department. Now, I think some of those crops are washed out. Obviously, roads, streams, bridges, flooding, and unfortunately, there's been already a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms this holiday weekend, and they're going to be tipping another 2, 3, maybe 4 inches in some of those same areas, parts of the Kickapoo, around that Wisconsin Dells area, up towards that football stadium called Lambeau, and southward from there. Not to mention, Iowa's was another corridor where some folks were in great shape soil moisture-wise, great crops. Others just burned right out with kind of the northern extension of some of that Missouri drought. And even there, a little bit too much rain and too much severe weather. There have been reports coming out of northern and northeastern Iowa, some lodging and blowdown too. So once again, it seems like that northern and western through southwestern corn belt areas have had one problem or another, first drought, now too much of a good thing coming on through.
Yeah. If you would, just kind of in broad generalities, Greg, just give us what Corn Belt wide, what the harvest season is going to be like.
Well, you know, it's really two words, El Nino. Yeah, that thing is coming back into position. And for a quick reminder, that's warming of the waters in the Central Pacific. And we take a look at ocean temperatures because 3/4 of the planet is made up of water. So there's a direct correlation between ocean temperatures, water temperatures, and how the atmosphere is driven. So, you know, this wetter pattern could very well be with us here. So there may be some increasing harvest delays in spots. The weather gets a little more active as it ought to be for early autumn for a while into parts of the plains and especially the Corn Belt northern and central areas. And then kind of weather backs off, improves, warms on up, and the moisture sometimes ebbs and flows and tries to situate farther towards the Ohio. So I think there'll be in some parts of the Corn Belt early harvest wrap. Others are going to get delayed. But the bottom line, we seem to think that at least from a power bill standpoint and the lack of any early winter cold around here, that'll be just that, a minimum of it. So kind of a mild fall season and early winter season expected across much of the heartland, but at the same time, wide variance of harvest conditions expected as we head on through the next several weeks. I will add one little thing. With those El Ninos that tend to materialize at this point in the late summer, very early autumn season, there tends to be, again, a wide range of temperatures. We may get an early cold snap or two, certainly not to bother and be of any significance to row crops and production crops out there, but at the same time leading to more moisture and then milder days to follow. So plenty of action, if you will, on the maps and charts for the foreseeable future.